अस्तु आरम्भं कुर्मः. प्रथमं श्लोकं वदामः. Who wants to say the sloka today?
Shall I say?
So I will say it one more time. Om sahanau bhavatu sahanau bhunaktu sah viryam karavavahai
Tejasvi Navinavati Tamasumavidvishavahai Om Shanti.
So this is a sloka from the Vedas, correct? So we have to say it in a certain tune. We have the ups and the downs. So if we see that something is going down, then we have to let me take a different color. So, like, for example, we have the sa is down, right? So om sa, it has to go down. Sahana ba, so the na goes up. Sahana bhavatu, and then again the sa is down. Sahana bhavatu, like that, and then again sa. Sahabiryam. Okay, the yang goes up. Sahabiryam karavavahai. And then you see all that down. Tejasvinavadhitamastu. Okay, the u goes down. Mavedhi goes up. There are two lines. I put only one. There should be two. So you have to hold it for one more. Ma ved vishava hai. It goes like that. Om shanti shanti shanti. So the last shanti e goes up, okay, like that. Yeah. Om sahana up, and then sahanau bhunaktu sah viryam karavavahai. Tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vedvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. The last one is up. Shantihi. And then we say Om Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah. Harihi Om. So I'm just going to erase all these markings.
I have a suggestion. If you could just record this.
Okay.
And then post it along with the class. We can practice at home, then we'll be able to chant better.
Very good. Yeah. So
maybe even like you give a gap. Om sahana bhavatu. Then a gap for us to repeat. You know, when we go to class, they give, Swamiji chants and then we repeat after him.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, so
we can do this right now, Bhagini. That's a very good suggestion. We can do this right now, okay? Sahana bhavatu.
Sahana bhavatu.
सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति
शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
समीचीनं हरिः ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो
नमः
हरिः ॐ ओके अस्तु सो वयं वि हेड् दिस् फार् होम्वर्क् गृहपाठरूपेण खलु So this is to recognize the linga of a certain word, which is the fundamental skill that we are learning in Sanskritam. So the thing is, when we say Ankani, lingam kim?
Sri linga.
How do we know?
Ni.
E. Ikarant. Ending in E. Samichina. ईकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गम् अध्यापकः पुल्लिङ्गं सो फार् वेन् वि से वर्ड् वि हेव् टु वेस् टु से इट् ओके शब्दः आर् पदं सो वि से श्रीलिङ्गशब्दः आर् श्रीलिङ्गपदम् ओके ईदर् वन् वि केन् से अध्यापकः पुल्लिङ्गशब्दः आर् पुल्लिङ्गपदम् अध्यापिका
स्त्रीलिङ्गपदम्
आम्रफलम् ओके सो दिस् इस् स्टेप् नम्बर् वन् स्टेप् नम्बर् टु इस् वि नीड् टु नो वेदर् इट् इस् नियर् आर् फार् इफ् इट् इस् फार् वि से सा If it is, sa ankani, that is a pencil. If it is near, we say esha ankani. Okay, so if you want to know what it is, and you know it is a strilinga, we say sa ka or esha ka, what is this? So the ka is, you know, it is easy to use for people, right? Who is she? Sa ka or esha ka, who is she or who is this person who is nearby? So for a thing, somebody had a question, Sagari Bhagini had a question. Supposing we don't know the gender of a thing, how do we ask? If we don't know the gender, we ask tat kim or e tat kim. We switch to napumsakalinga. So, you know, we just go for neuter gender, and the other person, the answer has to be in the correct gender. For example, if it is a table, and I don't know the lingam, right? So I just say, etat kim? And they say, esha utpitika, or sa utpitika. Okay, avagatam. So any questions? Okay. So this is a good exercise for you to know the word. Okay, upanetram, eyeglasses. Kankanam. What is kankanam? Bangle.
Bangle.
Bangle. Kukuraha.
Dog.
Dog. So this one is for you to know the various words. Nadi, river.
River.
Okay? Etc. Is there anyone here who wants me to go over the alphabets? Oh, I see many people are here now. Uma Reddy Bagini is here. Ramya Bagini is here. Usha. Usha is also yes. here. Asta. Yeah.
How do I mute if I want to mute on the phone?
Okay. Yeah. So on the phone, you do star 6.
Okay.
So that is a toggle switch. Okay. So you do star 6, means star 6. You want to unmute, again star 6.
Okay.
Asta. Okay. So do you want me to go over the alphabet now? So the last time we had gone over the aksharas, right? A, A, E, E, and then the vyanjanas. So when we have one consonant, the consonant by itself is just p, like this is a pakara. So it is just p, p. So we attach it to a and we make it pa. We attach it to a and we make it pa. Pa. And then attach it to e and then we have p. And then e we have p. So these are all codes, Atra. So these are all the different codes. So for A, we have this vertical line. For E, we have this going to the left side. E is right side. So for the people who don't know how to write, these are all good documents to have. So Ka and then Ka, once you join it, this is the sound. Ki, Ku. Ku, kr, and then kr, k, kai. We don't have kk like in other languages. We only have dhirga. K, kai, okay? Ko, kau. And this is kam and kaha. One thing about kam and kaha is we have so we have a. Supposing it is a e, it becomes kim. Avagatam. So if it is a ku, and then this, so the dot on top is called anuswaraha. So if it is a ku, and then you put the anuswara on top, it will become
kum.
Yeah, kum. And then
Bagini,
same thing. Vadatu Bagini.
Now you said pa akara. Now, if you have a halantaha underneath, that half sound, before it becomes a full sound, what is that called?
It's just a pakara. It's
called pakara.
Welcome.
Pakara. So
if you have the halantaha underneath,
the recording started.
See, that is the half sound, and you add that to a to make it pa.
Okay, what is going on here? Okay, so I was hearing some. Yeah, okay, yeah. So, yeah, by itself, it's only pakara. Pakara plus akara will give pa.
Okay, so that is, what is then pa called?
This is called pa eva, but it is not pakara anymore. It is the combination of pa and na. That is a word
okay,
for it.
Okay, so it is when you have that half sound only, it is called pakara.
Yes,
am I correct?
Pakara.
Thank you. Dhanyavada.
Samichin. Yeah. Good question, Bagini. Yeah. Any other question? Astu. So this is a pakara. Kakara plus A is equal to Ka. Kakara plus A is equal to Ka. So the same goes for all vyanjanas. Okay? Kakara plus A is equal to Kam. Kakara plus Aha. So something about the Aha, okay? Just like how A, we have the anuswara on top of A will give the sound. Anuswara on top of E will give the sound. Same way. A followed by visarga. So this is called the visarga. Visarga will take the aha sound. If it is after E, it will take the E sound. Okay, like hari, harihi. We have murti, murtihi. Okay, if it is after U, it is guruhu. If it is after A, it is he. Harehe. Okay, so that is the process for pronouncing the anuswara and the visarga. This is different from the vowels. These are not part of the vowel system, but they work with the vowels. So they are together bunched with the vowels. Any questions? Any questions?
No. Okay.
Astu. So let's go to Abhyasa Pustakam. Okay. So in the beginning, we had learned how to introduce ourselves and to ask the name, right? Bhavat. If it is a male, Bhavatah Namakim. If it is a female, Bhavatyah. And then we say Mama. Bhavatyah Namakim. And then Bhavatah Namakim. I'm assuming you know this, correct? Bhavatyah and Bhavatah. And to introduce ourselves, we say Mama Nama. Krishna. Like that. And then how to introduce other people and other things. If he is nearby, we say Eshaha Ganeshaha. Saha Govindaha. So, how will we say for Arakshakaha and Sainikaha?
Eshaha
Arakshakaha. Saha Sainikaha.
Saha Sainikaha. Supposing we have two Pullinga Padani, like Siutaha. Siutaha is nearby and Deepaha is far away. How will you introduce the Deepa and the Siutaha?
Eshaha
Siutaha. And far away?
Saha Deepaha.
Okay. So, whether it is people or things, it is still Eshaha and Saha. Okay. He is. So we say, if you want to translate, he is for people and it is for things. Okay, if there is a lot of noise in your near your house, please mute it. Okay? Because I don't want to mute everybody. Or I will mute everybody. Okay, so the same thing goes for Strilingam also. If it is people, it's easy to say Esha, Esha Sita, Sa Sandhya. If we have Strilinga, like Ankhani, Strilinga object. Stalika, Strilinga object. Esha Ankhani, Sa Stalika. Same principle as in Pullinga. Esha and Sa for objects as well as people. How do we ask the question, who is he? Or what is this? If they are nearby. Whoever wants to answer, unmute and answer.
Eshaha Kaha.
Eshaha Kaha. If it is far away,
Saha Kaha.
So the Kaha doesn't change, right? Only the Eshaha and Saha changes. Very good. Samichina. For Strilinga, same question. How will you ask?
Esha Ka.
Esha Ka.
Sah
Saka, samichinam. So the same thing, ka also doesn't change. Now the same thing for napumsakalinga. Okay, etat for nearby and far is tat. The only what do you say, the person which has the napumsakalinga is mitram. Everything else is just objects. Etat mama mitram. And is generally used for pullinga, for a male mitram. No, for a female we generally say sakhi. Esha mama sakhi. But for mitram we say etat mama mitram, for a pullinga person, for a male person. Same thing, etat kim, tat kim. So here we have the saramsha, that is summary. Saramshaha atra asti. Eshaha, saha, kaha, they go together. Esha, sa, and ka, they go together. Etat, tat, and kim. And we also learned how to say, how to ask the question. If you don't know, you ask kaha, ka, or kim, depending on the lingam. If it is a thing, you don't know the lingam, you go for napumsakalingam. If it is a person, somebody is knocking at the door, right? On the other side, you don't know who it is. So you ask, kaha asti. For a person, the default is pullinga. For a thing, the default is napumsakalinga. Any questions?
No.
Astu. So here is, when you know the answer and you want confirmation, right? For example, we think his name is Govinda. We say, Eshaha Govindaha va. The answer will be, Eshaha Govindaha, or na. Saha, or Eshaha Govindaha na. Eshaha
Gopalaha.
Samichinam. Eshaha Gopalaha. Samichinam. Dhanyavada. So that is this answer, this exercise. Okay, na and aam. Na and aam. Va, na, aam. These are the key points in this lesson. Va, na, aam. Astu. Here is, you have done all this.
Bhagini, one second.
Ah.
Why do we say na twice? Negative. Na eshaha Ganeshaha. Na eshaha Govindaha na.
Ah, so, good question. So, we say no. See, in English, how do we say, is it gold? Okay, supposing I'm showing an object, I'm asking, is this gold?
Okay.
So we say, no, this is not gold. So we say the negative twice anyway.
Okay, dhanyavad.
Yeah, dhanyavad. So the same thing in Indian languages too, right? I speak, yeah. Tamil, so I'll say, illa. Adu thanga illa. So it doesn't mean it's a double negative. Okay, because after the first no, there is a comma. No, that's not gold, like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dhanyamata.
Good question, Bhagini. Yeah. And here we have pada parichayaha. Pada means word, parichaya means introduction. Pada parichayaha. So here it's a good exercise for you to say eshaha or saha or kaha, okay? All the pullinga, strilinga, napumsakalinga. And we learnt asti nasti. So now we are going to start with the new lesson, okay? Asti nasti. So now, just for practice, look around you, and then each one can tell me which asti and which nasti. For example, I can start. I'm looking around, I can say duravani asti. Okay, near me, duravani. What is a duravani? Phone. Duravani asti. And then what is not near me? Vimanam. Vimanam nasti. Okay, so each one, you know, it'll be nice if you can tell me. Gopika Bhagini. Kim asti, kim nasti?
Everything.
Bhagini, picture is not
You want to see my picture? Okay.
That Abhyasa Pustakam is not, we are not able to view.
Oh, you want to see the Abhyasa Pustakam. No. Yeah. I'm talking about near...
Now we are able to view. Okay.
I'm talking about near you. In front of you. In your room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Duravani asti.
Duravani asti. Kim nasti.
Phalam nasti.
Phalam nasti. Asti. Somebody else?
Upanetram nasti.
Upanetram nasti. Samishina.
Lekani
asti.
Duravani nasti.
Duravani nasti. Parantu, in the picture it is there, but near you it is not there. Correct?
Yes.
Samishina.
Rati nasti.
Pushpam asti.
Pushpam asti.
Gati nasti.
Pushpam asti.
Chashakam
nasti.
Chashakah nasti. So this is important to know the linga. Chashakah nasti. Astu.
Chashakah.
The visarga has to be heard. Chashakah. Astu.
Dvi chakrika nasti.
Samichena.
Durdarshanam asti.
Duradarshanam asti. Samichena. Anybody else?
Upanetram nasti.
Upanetram nasti. Samichenam.
Lekani asti.
Lekani asti.
Lekani asti.
Lekani asti. Samichena. Anybody else?
Yes. Gati asti.
Kim?
Sangarkanam.
Sanganakam astu.
Sanganakam asti.
Asti astu. सङ्गणकम् अस्ति किं नास्ति
उपनेत्रं नास्ति
उपनेत्रं नास्ति अस्तु
सङ्गणकं
सङ्गणकं कम्प्यूटर्
ओके सङ्गणकम् अस्ति
सङ्गणकं
लेखनी नास्ति
लेखनी नास्ति अस्तु अस्तु अग्रे गच्छामः सो अत्र द न्यू लेसन् ओके द न्यू लेसन् इस् अत्र तत्र अत्र मीन्स् इट् इस् नियर् बै ओके ऐ एम् हियरिङ्ग् अ लाट् आफ़् नाय्स् प्लीस् इन् हूस् अवर् हौस् दर्स् लाट् आफ़् नाय्स् प्लीस् म्यूट् अस्तु प्लीस् press star 6 otherwise I'm going to okay so if something is nearby you say atra asti if something is far you say tatra asti so here they are saying sasyam atra asti vrikshah tatra asti Vrikshah tatra asti. So this is a mountain. Mountain we say parvatah. Parvatah atra asti va tatra asti va?
Tatra. Tatra asti.
Tatra asti. Tatra asti. Parvatah tatra asti.
Parvatah tatra asti.
Parvatah tatra asti. Karyanam, so the question is kutra. Karyanam kutra asti.
Karyanam
atra asti.
Atra asti is nearby. Karyanam atra asti.
Atra asti.
Devalayah, that is the temple. Devalayah kutra asti.
Devalayah tatra asti.
Tatra asti. Samishinam. Devalayah. तत्र अस्ति अत्र तत्र कुत्र इस् द क्वेश्चन् आल् क्वेश्चन्स् स्टार्ट् वित् एदर् ख आर् कि आर् कु लैक् दट् लैक् कः का किं लैक् क का कि here we have ku. Okay, again I'm hearing a lot of noise. Okay, whoever it is, please mute.
Hey, can I make a suggestion?
Please.
You mute everybody. Let them unmute, talk, and then mute themselves again. Let them not keep the line open.
Yeah, this is what I said. Maybe they will follow the advice. Please, this is a request from another student. Okay, unmute, ask your question, answer, and please mute it back. Please, dhanyavadah. Okay, thank you, Bhagini. So we have atra, tatra, and the question is kutra. So now we are, Bhagini.
Can we say atra tatra is here and there instead of nearby far?
Yes.
Here.
Yeah. So I can say sanga because I'm using the sanganakam. Like sanganakam atra asti. And then I have a TV that is far away. Dooradarshanam tatra asti. And something I can see which is far away, that is outside my house, is also tatra.
Okay.
But sometimes in a classroom, when we are teaching, everything that is inside the room is atra. Anything that is outside you can see is tatra. So I can see a house over there, so I say griham tatra asti. I can see a tree, so I say vrikshah tatra asti. If I see a mountain, parvatah tatra asti. So there is a table inside the room, so I say utpitika atra asti. Okay, anything else? Any other question?
What about friends?
Friends too.
Male, female.
Mama Saki Atra Asti. Mama Saki Tatra Asti. Yeah, for things, for people as well as things. Same thing. So the
mama
word...
Saki Atra Asti.
Mama Saki Atra Asti. Yeah. Mama Mitram Tatra Asti. So asti is for both people as well as things. Good question. And it is good for females, males, neutral gender, everything. Asti is for everything. Nasti also same thing. Everything. Okay. So if it is nearby here, I say atra. If it is far, I say tatra. If I cannot see, I say anyatra. For example, my mother and father, they are in India right now. Bharata deshe asti. So I say mama amba anyatra asti. I cannot see her. Anyatra asti. My daughter is somewhere else. Mama putri anyatra asti. Which you cannot see, you say anyatra. What you can see but far away, tatra. What you can see and it is nearby, atra. And sarvatra is everywhere. What is everywhere?
Vayuhu.
Vayuhu. Sarvatra asti. Samichina. There is wind everywhere. Vayuhu sarvatra asti. What else is everywhere? Devaha sarvatra. So for anyatra we can say mama amba atra nasti, mama amba tatra nasti, mama amba anyatra asti. Correct. So for anyatra, I say nasti, nasti, and only anyatra asti. For example,
so anyatra is like elsewhere.
Yeah, elsewhere, somewhere else. Sometimes I don't know, so it's somewhere else, or I know it is somewhere else. It is both.
Madam, ekatra, ekatra means?
Ekatra means in one place. But we generally don't teach it now because then we have to go for bahuvachana, that is plural. I can say that chatraha ekatra santi. So, but we haven't learnt plural yet. So, but all these other words we can use. Atra, tatra, kutra, sarvatra, anyatra. So, among all these words, which is the question word?
Kutra.
Kutra. Kutra asti. Kutra asti is the question. And you get all these different answers. Atra asti.
Tatra ekatra.
Ekatra means in one place or together. Together. Ekatra santi. So they haven't given examples for ekatra because ekatra is, we have to switch to bahuvachanam, that is plural. But we haven't come to that yet. Any questions here?
No.
Okay. So here you can go through the slides later. Okay. So this is if you want to have more details. Utpitika, atra asti. So you can find out what is atra asti, all those things. Okay. Let's see if I can do something. Okay. So the next thing is when you ask somebody not for their name but who are you? I can say Mama Nama Radhika. Again I'm hearing a lot of noise. So whosoever house there is lot noise, please mute yourself. Thank you. So instead of saying Mama Nama Radhika, I can say Aham Radhika. Aham Radhika. Aham Mahila. Aham Grihini. So there are so many words that we can use. Again, we have a lot of vocabulary. Okay. So I have compiled all these words in both the Sanskritam as well as transliteration and the meaning. So if you ask the question, Bhavan Kaha, you go to Pullinga. Aham Purushaha. Aham Chatraha. Aham Balaha. Balakaha. Yuvakaha. Vriddaha. So if it says Strilingam, the question is Bhavati Ka. Bhavan is Pullinga. Bhavati is Strilinga. Bhavan, although it is not ending in aha, this is an exception. Bhavan. So, in the beginning we say bhavataha, right? Bhavataha namakim. Bhavan is you. Bhavataha is your. Very important, okay? Because we are moving on to the next lesson for which we need this knowledge. Bhavan is you, Bhavataha is your. Bhavan Ramaha, you are Rama. Bhavataha Nama Ramaha, your name is Rama. You see the difference? Bhavan and Bhavataha, you and your. You are a boy, your name is Shivaha. How will you say that? You are a boy. Your name is Shivaha.
Bhavan Balakaha. Bhavataha Nama Shivaha.
Samichena. Bhavan Balakaha. Bhavataha Nama Shivaha. Dhanyavada Maudhya. Anybody else want to try? You are a man. And what do you say? You are house is here.
Bhavan purushah. Bhavatah graham.
Bhavan purushah. Bhavatah. What is the house, is it?
Somebody else has started first, so let her finish. Bhavatah griham.
Bhavatah griham atra asti.
Atra asti. Okay, so the next person, I'll give you a different sentence, okay? You are a doctor, vaidyah. Your office is there, far away.
Bhavan, doctor, I forgot, sorry.
It's okay. Vaidyah.
Vaidyah. Bhavan vaidyah. Bhavatah tatra,
Bhavatah karyalayah.
Karyalayah tatra asti.
Samichena. Okay. So when you say bhavatah, it is a mahaprana. Bhavan vaidyah. Bhavatah karyalayah tatra asti. Samichena. So we move on to bhavati. Bhavati ka. So we say ka because it is strilinga. So for pullinga is bhavan kaha. Here it is bhavati ka. Bhavati ka. Let's say she says aham vaidya. Vaidyah vaidya. So how will you ask, where is your hospital? Hospital is chikitsalayah.
Bhavan vaidya.
Bhavati. Bhavati. Now it is the strilinga padam. Somebody who has an answer. Somebody who has an answer.
Kutra chikitsalaya.
Yeah, but you have to answer the ask the full question. Where is your chikitsalaya?
Bhavati chikitsalaya kutra asti.
Bhavati is you.
Bhavatyah chikitsalaya.
Bhavatyah
kutra asti.
Bhavatyah chikitsalaya kutra asti. Bhavati is just you. Bhavatyah is your. Okay, so this is a very, very important lesson. So if you have any doubt, clarify it. Okay, bhavati and bhavatyah. Bhavan and bhavatah. Okay, all right. Another sentence. You are a wife. Your husband is not, husband is somewhere else. Somebody who wants to try, somebody, you know, who has some doubts, who want to try. Astu. Somebody who hasn't answered yet.
What is for wife?
Patni.
Bhavatyah.
Pati.
Bhavati bharya.
Okay, bhavati bharya. Astu.
What is the second sentence?
Your husband, that is patihi. Your husband is somewhere else.
Bhavatyah purushah anyatra asti.
Purushah anyatra asti. Astu. Bhavatyah patihi anyatra asti.
Can we say grihani? Grihani?
Grihani is a housewife. Kind of. Yeah.
So that is not more.
No, patni. No.
Oh, bharya or patni?
Bharya or patni. Astu. Samishina.
Okay.
Okay, everybody understand? Bhavan and bhavatah. Bhavati and bhavatyah. Okay, bhavati, bhavatyah. Bhavan, bhavatah. Okay. Next, we go to aham. I could say aham shikshika, I am a teacher. Aham shikshika mama sanganakam atra asti. I am a teacher, my computer is here. Mama sanganakam atra asti. Okay, aham and mama. Bhavan bhavatah, bhavati bhavatyah, aham mama. Who wants to try this? Aham and mama.
Can I try?
Ah, vadatu. Vadatu mahodaya. Nama kim?
Shivaha.
Shivaha, vadatu.
Aham vidyarthi.
Aham vidyarthi, astu.
Uh-huh. And mama patrika.
Mama patrika
asti.
Mama patrika kutra asti. Bhavatah patrika kutra asti.
Kutra asti, okay.
Uh-huh. I'm asking you a question. Bhavatah patrika kutra asti. Mama patrika. So you answer with mama. Mama patrika atra asti. Mama patrika atra asti.
Mama patrika atra asti.
Atra asti. Atra asti. Anybody else want?
How do I say my book is with me?
Mama pustakam mama samipe asti. Mama samipe with me.
Oh.
Mama pustakam mama samipe asti.
What is patrika then? Is it a notebook?
Patrika is a magazine.
Magazine.
Okay.
Patrika.
And notebook? What would be a notebook?
Notebook is lekhana pustakam, where you write. Lekhana pustakam.
Okay.
Madam?
Thank you.
Vastu. Padatu.
Aham grihini.
Aham grihini, samichena.
మా పిల్లలు దూరంగా ఉంటారు అనడానికి ఏమంటారు మేడం?
మమ పుత్రాః పుత్రాః దూరే సంతి. దూరే సంతి. పుత్రాః పిల్లలు, రైట్? సో బహువచనం, దట్ ఇస్ ప్లూరల్. మమ పుత్రాః అన్యత్ర, యు కెన్ సే అన్యత్ర సంతి.
అన్యత్ర, ఓకే.
అన్యత్ర సంతి. సంతి ఇస్ ప్లూరల్. Santi, that is plural. But if you want to say just one, mama putraha anyatra asti.
Okay, sorry, what is the plural of asti? You said Santi.
Santi. Santi.
Santi.
Santi. Anybody else want to try? Aham or Bhavan Bhavataha Bhavatyaha?
Aham Chatraha.
अहं छात्रा.
मम शिक्षकः अन्यत्र अन्यत्र अस्ति.
अन्यत्र अस्ति. अस्तु भगिनी, सो यु हेव् टु से अहं छात्रा, स्त्रीलिङ्ग. छात्रा.
छात्रा.
अहं छात्रा. मम शिक्षकः इस् अ पुल्लिङ्गपदं. शिक्षिका स्त्रीलिङ्गपदम्. ऐ डोण्ट् नो वाट् यु वाण्ट् टु से. अस्तु. Shikshika, okay, so shikshika. So we have all these different words you can practice. Vidyarthi, okay. Vidyarthini. Adhyapakah, adhyapika. Vaidyah, vaidya. Paricharikah, paricharika. Grihini. Abhineta, actor, actress. Abhiyanta, abhiyantri. Tantrajnyah, also engineer. Okay, so this I will send it out. So all the vocabulary words, whatever I'm sending, please practice. Okay, it will be good for you. Any question? Okay.
Bhagini.
Vadatu.
Bhagini, sorry.
Vadatu mahodaya.
Did you send that vocabulary sheet already?
Yes.
Oh, I don't recall seeing it.
Okay, yeah, I sent it out.
Okay, sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
I also missed it.
Can you
repeat? Can you send it again?
Yeah, I'll send it again. So for the people who are not, please look out for this mail, okay? This is session number 10 for group 1, session number 5 for group 7.
Okay.
So there are two groups are merged here.
Oh, okay.
Session number
10
and session number 5. Yeah.
Yes.
No. For you, it is for the original students, it is 10. For the new students, it is 5.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So then here we are asking directly you and me, right? You are a student. Your bag is here. Bhavan shikshakah bhavatah syutah atra asti. Bhavati chatra bhavatyah ankani atra asti. Okay, bhavan bhavatah. I'm repeating again, it's very important. Bhavan bhavatah. Bhavati bhavatyah. Aham and mama. Aham mahila mama patihi atra asti. Bhavati bhavatyah. Now, we are going to see how to talk about other people. Okay. So we hear Ramah Asti. Ramasya Dhanuhu. Okay. So now we come to modifiers. Modifiers are when we attach certain letters to the end of a noun. And then we say things like Ramas. So Rama apostrophe S is expressed by Sya.
Ramuni yokka banamu.
Ramuni banamu. Like that. So if we translate to our own language, it is very useful. Ramanudaya. In Tamil we say Ramanudaya
Dhanuhu.
Will. Ramanudaya. So the udaya is expressed like this. Here. In certain languages, it is attached to the end of a noun. In certain languages, it is not. In Hindi, it is not, right? So it's called Ram Ka, Ram Se, like that. Like even in English, we say Ramas. Only for this, we say Ramas. But like other things, like to Rama, from Rama. So we express it by adding to and from. But in Sanskritam, we add certain letters to the end of a noun to indicate proposition, the existence of a proposition. You know what a proposition is, right? Like from and to and all that. So here, Ramuni Dhanuhu is expressed by Ramasya Dhanuhu. Supposing I want to say the boy's father is Janakaha. The Balakaha. If I want to say boy's father.
Balakasya Janakaha.
Balakasya Janakaha. Janakaha. Balakasya Janakaha. Okay, Balakasya Janakaha. Supposing I want to say the son's name. Putraha Nama.
Putrasya Namaha.
Putrasya Nama. Namaha na Nama.
Nama. Putrasya nama Ram.
Bhavatyah putrasya nama kim? Bhavatyah putrasya nama kim?
Putrasya nama
Mama putrasya
putrasya nama Raju.
Raju, samichena. Mama putrasya nama Raju. So I'm asking somebody else, भवत्याः पुत्रस्य नाम किम् एनिबडि और् भवतः पुत्रस्य नाम किम्
मम पुत्रस्य
ओके सो ऐ एम् टाकिङ्ग् ओन्ली अबौट् मेल्स् नौ इफ् यू डोण्ट् हाव् इफ् यू डोण्ट् हाव् अ सन् मेक् इट् अप्
मम पुत्रस्य कृष्णः
पुत्रस्य वाट्
नाम कृष्ण
नाम कृष्णः सो आल् पुल्लिङ्ग वि एण्ड् इन् अह 99% एण्डिङ्ग् इन् अह ओके वि आर् टाकिङ्ग् ओन्ली अबौट् अह सौण्ड्स् नौ ओके
मम पुत्रस्य नाम मम पुत्रस्य नाम कृष्णः
नाम ओके दट्स् नो विसर्ग दर् ओके नाम इस् एक्चुलि अ नपुंसकलिङ्ग लिङ्ग वर्ड् सो दट् इस् नो विसर्ग दर् मम पुत्रस्य नाम राजु यु सेड् रैट् कृष्णः कृष्णः
अस्तु
मम पुत्रस्य नाम निखिल्
निखिल् निखिलः अस्तु
निखिलः इट् विल् बिकम् निखिलः
yes sometimes we keep it as nikhil I'm not sure so we just keep it as nikhil
mama putrasya naam mastumah
kem putrasya naam kem bagini
mastumah मम पुत्रस्य नाम मासुमः
मासुनः वा
मासुम् इति व्यक्ति मासुम्
मासुम् अस्तु अस्तु समीचीनं महोदय वदतु महोदय परमेश्वर महोदय
मम पुत्रस्य नाम राकेशः
राकेशः समीचीनं ओके सो दट्स् हौ वि से अस्य वि हाव् अ पुल्लिङ्गपदम् अण्ड् वि यूस् अस्य सो वि केन् यूस् इट् फार् एनिथिङ्ग् सो वेन् एवर् वि यूस् द अस्य वि हाव् टु से सम् अदर् थिङ्ग् एदर् आब्जेक्ट् और् नेम् अर् संथिङ्ग् वि जस्ट् केनाट् से रामस्य अण्ड् something else, okay? You have to say something attached to it, sambandha. Because this one is called a vibhakti. Vibhakti is when you are expressing the noun in a different form. So when we use, this is called the sixth case. So when we use Ramasya, we have to say something else attached to it, like putrasya nama mama syutah. So you have to add some object to it. So I cannot just say mama atra asti. So the question is mama what? So you have to fill in the answer for the what. Supposing I say Ramasya atra asti. So the question will be Ramasya kim atra asti. You understand what I'm trying to say? Okay. So you have to say something else when you say Asya, Ramasya. Avagatam?
Yes.
Astu. Same thing. कृष्णः कृष्णः अस्ति वेणुः अस्ति कृष्णस्य वेणुः
कुत्र अस्ति
कृष्णस्य वेणुः कुत्र अस्ति वाट् इस् दि आन्सर्
कृष्णस्य वेणुः तत्र
तत्र अस्ति इट् इस् देयर् सो द नेक्स्ट् क्वश्चन् इस् कस्य वेणुः क्वश्चन् फार् एव्रिथिङ्ग् Every answer, we have a question, right? Kasya venuhu. Kasya means whose. कस्य कस्य कृष्णस्य वेणुः कृष्णस्य वेणुः
वेणुः
कृष्णस्य वेणुः सो ह्य कस्य धनुः
रामस्य धनुः
रामस्य धनुः धनुः सो ऐ केन् आस्क् कस्य पुत्रः रामः
दशरथ पुत्र रामः
सो यु केन् नॉट से दशरथ राइट
दशरथस्य
दशरथस्य
पुत्रः रामः
Ramah. Now that you know the ending, you have to use the ending. Otherwise, it will not make complete. I can understand, but it will not be correct. Dasharathasya putraha Ramah. Dasharathasya putraha Ramah.
Can you also say Ramah Dasharathasya putraha?
Yes. Ramah Dasharathasya putraha.
Both ways you can say.
दशरथस्य पुत्रः रामः रामः दशरथस्य पुत्रः ओके द नेक्स्ट् क्वश्चन् इस् दशरथस्य पत्नी का
दशरथस्य पत्नी दशरथस्य पत्नी कौशल्या
ओके हू केन् से इन् फुल् सेण्टेन्स्
दशरथस्य पत्नी
Okay, can we go in order? Okay, Shiva Mahodaya.
Yes, ma'am.
Dasharathasya patni ka?
Dasharathasya patni Kaikeyi?
Kaikeyi, samichena. Kaikeyi. Parameshwaraha. कौसल्या समीचीनं सो द नेक्स्ट् क्वश्चन् सागरी भगिनी कौसल्या कस्य पत्नी
कौसल्या दशरथस्य पत्नी
सी ऐ आस्क्ड द क्वश्चन् इन् टू वेस् रैट् दशरथस्य पत्नी का So, I'm giving the answer for Kausalya. I'm asking whose patni? Samichinam bhagini. You understood very well. Kausalya Dasharathasya patni. Samichinam. Sharada bhagini. Ramaha kasya putraha.
Ramaha Dasharathasya putraha.
Samichinam. Samichinam bhagini. Now, for a new lesson, okay? Savita Bhagini. So, okay, Atra Nasti. So, we go to the next one. Asto. Ramaha Ramasya. The same thing goes for Napum Sakalingam also. Phalam Phalasya.
Phalasya.
Supposing I have a mango in my hand. I say, and somebody is asking, what fruit is that? Okay. How will you ask, what is the name of the fruit? Sharada Bhagini?
Phalasya nama kim.
Phalasya nama kim. Phalasya nama kim. Okay, so bhavatyaha nama kim. So you use the old lesson and come up with the answer. Phalasya nama kim, etc. Very good. Samichena. So, for Pullinga and Napumsakalinga, Samana ending. Yeah. Modifier. Okay. So, now we come to Sarvanama Padam. Sarvanama Padam for pronouns. Saha Tasya. Saha Rama. Tasya Patni Sita. Avagatam. सः अण्ड् तस्य ओके शी इस् राम हिस् वैफ् इस् सीता सः रामः तस्य पत्नी सीता जस्ट् लैक् हौ वि आस्क् कस्य कः कस्य सः तस्य एषः एतस्य The ending is sya, sya, sya. Saha will become tasya. Kaha is kasya. Okay. Savita Bhagini. How will you say he is Krishna? His wife is Radha.
Saha Krishna. Tasya.
Patni.
तस्य पत्नी राधा
समीचीनं तस्य पत्नी राधा
राधा
राधा गोपिका भगिनी ऐ विल् आस्क् द सेम् क्वेश्चन् इन् अ डिफरेण्ट् वे राधा कस्य पत्नी
राधा कृष्णस्य पत्नी
कृष्णस्य पत्नी सपोसिङ्ग् ऐ डोण्ट् वाण्ट् टु से कृष्ण ऐ वाण्ट् टु से ओन्ली हिस्
राधा तस्य पत्नी
समीचीनं तस्य पत्नी राधा तस्य पत्नी तस्य पत्नी सपोजिङ्ग् हि इस् नियर् बै उमा भगिनी सपोजिङ्ग् कृष्ण इस् नियर् बै हौ विल् ऐ से नौ वि गो टु रुक्मिणी रुक्मिणी कस्य पत्नी एतस्य पत्नी समीचीनं रुक्मिणी एतस्य पत्नी ओके नौ वि गो वन् स्टेप् फर्दर् रम्या भगिनी नौ ऐ डोण्ट् इवन् वाण्ट् टु से द नेम् रुक्मिणी ऐ वाण्ट् टु से शी इस् हिस् वैफ्
एतस्य
no for she it is either sa or esha
esha rukmini esha rukmini
esha rukmini
esha rukmini
esha rukmini astu
etasya
etasya patni astu esha etasya patni samishinam bhagini ha esha एतस्य पत्नी हिस् वैफ् ओके सो सर्वनामपदम् आर् हार्डर् देन् नेम्स् ओके सो वि विल् डू अ लाट् आफ् अभ्यास इन् इट् एषा एतस्य पत्नी ओके नौ विल् ट्रै टु मूव् आन् टु स्त्रीलिङ्ग सो फर् स्त्रीलिङ्ग द मोडिफयर् इस् याः ओके So for pullinga and napumsaklinga, what is the modifier?
Asya.
Ramaha Ramasya. Asya. Okay. Krishnasya. Tasya. Etasya. Kasya. So for anything related to pullinga and napumsaklinga, it is always sya. कस्य तस्य एतस्य अण्ड् कृष्णस्य फलस्य पुस्तकस्य नाम एव्रिथिङ्ग् स्य 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 फार् स्त्रीलिङ्ग द मोडिफयर् इस् याः सीता सीतायाः सीता हौ विल् यु से हौ विल् यु आस्क् द क्वश्चन् उषा भगिनी अभवत् कश्मीरा भगिनी हौ विल् यु आस्क् द क्वश्चन् सी No, how will you answer Sitayah Patihi Kaha? How will you answer this question?
Sitayah Patihi Ramaha.
Sitayah Patihi Ramaha. Sitayah Patihi Ramaha. Maithili Bhagini. How will you say, this is a harder one, okay? So think before you answer. Kausalya's husband is Dasharatha.
Sorry,
can you
just repeat
that? I will repeat it, okay?
Yeah.
Kausalya's husband is Dasharatha. I'm asking only Maitri Bhagini. Yeah. Kausalya's husband is Dasharatha.
Kausalyah pati Dasharatha.
Kausalya yah patihi Dasharatha. Samichinam bhagini. Kausalya yah patihi Dasharatha. So
Kausalya is ending with a ya. Okay.
Exactly correct. Kausalya yah. So anything that ends in akara, you just leave it as it is and then add another yah.
Okay.
For example, Sumitra's husband is Dasharatha. How will you say that?
Sumitra yah. Correct?
Yeah, Sumitra yah. So when I ask Maitali Bhagini, let's give her the chance to say the whole thing, okay? Instead of prompting. Thank you. Sumitra yah patihi Dasharatha. Samichinam Bhagini. Sumitra yah patihi Dasharatha. Samichinam. So did everybody get it? Supposing it is the girl's mother is Sheila Amba. The mother means Amba. Okay, we'll start with Shiva. The girl's mother is Sheila. The girl is Balika. Balika Yaha Amba Sheila. So the Yaha you add after that. You say the full name. You add the yah after that. Balika, yah. Balika, yah. Ambashila. Supposing supposing I want to say the girl's name is, I don't know. Somebody make up a name. Parameshwar Mahodaya. The girl's name is.
Balika, yah. Nama, Savitri.
Savitri, Samichina. Balika, yah. Nama Savitri. You gave me a good segue. Okay. Now we move on to Ikaranta Srilinga. So for the Ikaranta, let's see if it is here. No, it's not here. All right. So I go over here. Okay. To my thing. So he said Savitri, right? Savitri. So, when we have Savitri, the E will go away. Okay? So, it will become Savitriyah.
Savitriyah.
Let's say it is Maithili. How will it become?
Maithiliyah.
Maithiliyah. Samichina. Maithil and then Yah. Yeah. So what happened? The E went away. Okay, the E karah went away. Supposing it. Can you give me another E name?
Preeti.
Can be divided into Preet plus E, right? Preet E. So the E will go away. And we will add the Yah. Preet Yah. So that will become Preet Yah. Preet Yah. Okay? Preet Yah. Supposing I want to say, this is a hard one. Kaikeyi's husband is Dasharathah.
Kaikeyi's
So the E will go away. Kaikeyah. So it will become Kaikeyah. Got it? Kaikeyah. Can everyone see this properly? Kaikeyah. Sarvanama padam. What is a Sarvanama padam?
Pronoun.
Samichena. Okay. So when we say sa, it will become tasya. Then esha will become etasya. How will you ask the question?
Kasyah.
Samichena. Okay. Supposing I want to say kasyah patihi dasharatah.
Kaikeyah.
Sumitraha patni.
You cannot say sumitraha, na? Sumitrayah patihi dasharatah. What is the other way of answering?
Madam?
Vadatu? Krishna?
Preeti pakkaku adi preeti prati adi preeti raledu kada madam?
Ah, so atra asti kalu preeti. Prat. You're right. Preeti. Samichena bhagini. Thank you. Dhanyavadah. Preet plus E plus Ya. Preet minus E. So this is minus. Preet minus E plus Ya. Preet Ya. Preet Ya. Samichena. Asto. Kasyah patihi Ramah. Ramah kasyah patihi?
Sitayah patihi.
That is another name for Sita, right? What is another name for Sita?
Maithili. Maithili.
So how will you say? Maithili's husband is Rama.
Maithilyaha patihi Rama.
Samichina. How will you say Janaki's husband is Rama?
Janakyaha.
Samichina. Okay. Supposing it is Sita.
Sitayah.
And then supposing she is nearby, I don't want to say her name. Etasyah patihi Ramah. Supposing she is far away, then
Tasyah.
Okay. Now let's go to Abhyasa Pustakam. So, you say, Eshah Ramah, Etasya Nama Ramah. Avagatam, Etasya Nama Ramah, tasya nama krishnah. So this is how we do the exercise. Okay, so somebody wants to say this. Ganeshaha and Anjaneyaha.
Etasya
nama. So whenever you say etasya, you have to bring in some other name, some other object's name, because you have to establish the connection, sambandha. So whenever you say asya or yaha, you are expressing a sambandha, some connection. Avagatam? Etasya nama Rama. You cannot say etasya Rama. Samichina. So Ganeshaha.
Etasya nama
Ganeshaha. And then far away?
Tasya nama
Anjaneyaha. So now for a book. So for Ramayana, how will you say?
Etat Pustakam Ramayana.
Etat Pustakam.
Pustakam Ramayana.
Etat Pustakam, okay.
Ramayana.
How will you say the book's name is Ramayana?
Pustakasya Namaha Ramayana.
Pustakasya Nama Ramayana.
Ramayana.
But if I don't want to say Pustakam,
Etasya
Nama Ramayana. Samishina. Etasya Nama Ramayana. If you don't want to say the book, you say Etasya Nama Ramayana. The same thing for Mahabharata. How will you say that?
Tasya Nama
Mahabharata. Mahabharata. Okay, so the same thing with etasyah. Now it is etasyah and tasyah. Yeah, this is a very, very important lesson. So, you know, it's worth it to spend the time. How will you say her name is Leela and her name is Rama? Leela is Leela, Rama is Leela. Etasyah nama Leela.
Tasyah nama
Rama. Tasyah nama Rama. Samichina.
Can I just request if you could call the names like before? It's easier.
Okay, now I'm going to do that for the next one, Bhagini. Okay, this is just an introduction, so everybody pick up. Samichina.
Okay, sorry.
No problem. Any suggestions are welcome. Okay, now this is the homework I'm going to send you. Okay, so we'll do a practice here. Okay, so again we will start with Shiva Mahodaya. Okay, so the question is, you have to ask the question and give the answer. For example, the first one, Ramaha and Sita. Sita kasya patni? The answer is Sita Ramasya patni.
Sita kasya patni? Sita Rama patni.
Ramasya patni. If you just say Ramaha, we can understand, but it is not completely correct. You have to put the modifier. Ramasya patni. Then it shows the connection. Otherwise, it doesn't show a connection.
Yes.
So now we are learning how to connect. Like Mama Nama Radhika. So I am connected to the name Radhika by saying Mama. My. I can say Mama Pustakam. I am showing the connection to the book Mama by saying Mama. If I say Bhavataha Griham, I'm saying you are connected to the Griham. You are showing the connection. Okay, so the Asya is very important. So the same thing on the other side. So I can ask the question, Ramaha Kasyaha Patihi?
Ramaha Kasya Patni.
Kasyaha Patihi. Kasyaha Patihi.
Ramaha.
Ramaha.
Ramah kasya patihi.
Kasyah patihi, and the answer is Ramah
Sitayah
Sitayah patihi. Astu patihi. Patni is Sita is the patni. Ramah is the patihi.
Patihi.
Patihi. Okay. Astu Parameshwar Mahodaya, Ramah and Maithili.
Maithili kasya patni. Maithili Ramasya patni.
Ramah.
Kasya pati. Kasya kasya pati.
Kasyah patihi.
Kasyah pati. Ramah Maithilyah pati.
Patihi. Patihi. So Maithili will become Maithilyah. Samichina Mahodaya. Dhanyavadah. Sagari Bhagini. Lakshmanah Urmila. Astu. Sharada Bhagini.
Urmila Kasya Patni. Urmila Lakshmanasya Patni.
Samichina. Lakshmanah.
Lakshmanah Kasya
Bhagini, can patni. You make it little bigger? The font. Thank you.
Astu. Samichina. Vadatu Bhagini.
Lakshmanah Kasyaha Patihi. Lakshmanah Urmilayaha Patihi.
Urmilayaha. Samichina Bhagini. Savita Bhagini. Go for Rukmini.
Rukmini.
Rukmini kasya patni. Krishnasya patni. Samichinam. Krishnah
kasya patihi.
Kasyah.
Kasyah patihi.
Patihi.
Krishnah rukminya patihi.
Rukminyah. The her patihi. Has to be heard. Rukminyah
patihi.
Samichina. Savita Bhagini. Narayanah Lakshmi. Lakshmi hi.
Narayanah kasya patihi. Kasya pati.
Kasyah. Samichina. Kasyah patihi.
Narayanah Lakshmi. Lakshmi.
Lakshmiyah. Lakshmiyah. Lakshmiyah
patihi.
Lakshmiyah patihi. Astu. Gopika Bhagini. Kaikeyi. Dasharathah. Gopika Bhagini.
Yes, Bhagini.
Dasharathah Kaikeyi.
Kaikeyah pati.
Kaikeyah patihi.
Kasya kaikeyah patihi.
Kasya patihi Dasharath. Okay, see. Sita kasya pati patni, right? Kaikeyi kasya patni.
Kaikeyi Dasharathasya patini.
Patini. Samichina. Now we move on to Sarvanama Padam. So just one more thing. So this is what I'm going to give for homework. So for Sarvanama Padam, we didn't get to go practice this. Saha Dasharathah Tasya Putraha Ramah. Okay. Sa Sita Tasyaha Putraha Kushah. So I've given the examples. So you will do this for homework. Okay? Grihapatam. Also, do this for Grihapatam and also this exercise, 1.9 in the Abhyasa Pustakam. Avagata? So if you have any question, we can look it up in the next class. Okay? Prashnaha. Vadatu.
Bhagani. One question. Is it possible we can get a copy of the your PowerPoint slide?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So you go, if you, so when I send the email, you will come to this page, right?
Okay.
Yeah, you will come to this page. So we are session number 10, Friday 7 a.m.
Okay.
London 12, okay, and India 5:30, wherever you are. So so this is the 10th lesson. So the current lesson will be over here. But you can look through all the slides. Slide. Which I
okay.
have seen.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Thank
everything is here.
Okay.
Okay, all the slides, the Abhyasa Pustakam, everything is here.
Thank you very much.
Astu. So, viramamaha, shanti mantram vadamaha. Om sarve bhavantu sukhinaha, sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, makasche dukkha bhagavet. Om shanti
shanti shanti shanti
om sri gurubhyo namaha
hari om
dhanyavadah viramama
dhanyavadah
bhagini dhanyavad
thank you
I'm cheating.